doing Netivat Shalom on Parshat Yitro, and the focus is the Pasuk, Lo Yel Chalukim Achim Al Penai. One of the Ten Commands is you're not allowed to have any being that you have faith in other than God. God says, I'm Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt, the house of slaves. Lo Yel Chalukim Achim Al Penai. You're not allowed to have any beings that you have faith in other than me. Lo Tasel Chapes El Chol Tumuna. Don't make yourself an idol or any figurine. We have to understand, says the Netivot Shalom, why is this commandment connected with the concept of the fact that God took us out of Egypt? Why didn't God say, I am God, I created the world, I am your God, don't have any other gods? God didn't say that. He said, I'm the one who took you out of Egypt. By the same token, we have to explain hakfilut. It seems repetitive. It says, God took us out of the land of Egypt and the house of slavery. It says, it's known that the land of Egypt was the house of slaves. Furthermore, we need to explain, this statement is the basis of faith. It is the mitzvah of having faith in Hashem, according to the Rambam. Why isn't it a commandment? There's a famous machlokas Rambam Ramban. The Ramban says this is a fact. Without this, you don't have Torah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a precursor. I am Hashem, your God. Well, if you don't believe that, then you don't have Torah, you don't have mitzvahs, it's introductory. A lot of Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, it's a mitzvah, to believe that Hashem is the one, to know, to have emunah, however you'll translate that, that Hashem is the one that created the world. So then why doesn't it say it in the form of a commandment? It doesn't say tamin, teda, it says anochi, fact, I am. So how could the Rambam says it's a mitzvah, then how come it's not stated as a mitzvah? It doesn't say do something with this, it just says... Oh, so some say, like you, it's a prerequisite to mitzvot, but then it's not a mitzvah in itself. The Rambam enumerates this as one of the 613. Oh, so that's a good question, how you break it up to equal 10. It's a good question. Ve'inyanu. So the Netivot Shalom is starting. He's laid out a few questions. He says, first of all, why does God say, I'm Hashem who took you out of Egypt, not God who created the world? Why do we have a double terminology, took you out of Egypt and the house of slaves? Why is it that it's not said as a commandment, but as a statement? He says this can be understood based on what it says in the Jerusalem Talmud on Brachos. That slaves are not obligated to say Shema. Because the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Et she'en lo Adon Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only he who has no master but God. Yatza Evet Sheyesh lo Adon Acher. This is to the exclusion of the slaves who have another master. Hainu, shuved l'shnei adonim, because he is serving two masters. Ve'al pi zeh yesh lever gam bekavanat ha'ma'amar anochi Hashem Elokecha. Based on this, we could also explain God's statement, I am Hashem, your God. Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Elokecha ha'adon ha'miuchad shelcha. God is saying, I am your God in a personal sense. I am your personal master. Ve'lo yelcha elokim acherim al panai. And when God says, you may not have any other beings that you believe in but me, that is the existence of a Jew. That he shouldn't be a person who is bound to two, to his creator and to his desire. Yotzro, his creator, Yitzro, his desire. A person, the average person, lives his life bound by his desire. He spends his whole life chasing after his desire. He's a slave. He thinks he's free. I'm free to do what I want. No, you're not. You're bound by what you want. You don't control what you want. If you desire a hamburger, you want that hamburger and then you think how to get it. If you desire something else, you spend your life thinking, how am I going to get it? You're not free. We say, so we'll get to that. It's a good point. But he's saying a person does have to be an Eved LaHashem and not an Eved LiYitzro. I don't know if he's going to discuss that. If you want, maybe we'll discuss it Thursday night. The concept of en lecha ben chorin ela mi sheosek betorah. Chazal tells the only free man is he who delves in Torah. So that maybe we'll get to Thursday night. But over here, what he's saying is Hashem saying you're not allowed to be bound to anything else. Meaning you're supposed to be Hashem's servant and not the slave of your desire. Shein lo adon ela kadosh baruch hu. Person has to be so that he has no master but God. Val ze omer hakatuv. About this, the verse says, I am Hashem who took you out of Egypt, the house of slaves. That this strength, that a Jew should not be a slave to his desire, and that he could leave all forms of bondage and forms of slavery, the concepts of desire that a person might be sunk in. This potential, this strength God implanted within us when He took us out of Egypt. That God took the Jewish people out of Egypt for an eternal freedom. That's the concept. Yeshukar. Thank you. That concept that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, in doing that, Hashem really gave us the strength to overcome all our desires. Hashem took us out to an eternal freedom. Hashem took us out of the desires that a person could be sunk into. That strength Hashem implanted in us in taking us out of Mitzrayim, He also implanted in us the potential to overcome our desires throughout our life. Shezeu hakoach elyon sheyitzeat Mitzrayim. That is the upper strength of the Exodus from Egypt. Shenatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach leYudi. God gave the Jew strength lishtacher mehashiyabud la'avadim, to free himself from being a slave to slaves. Shelo yeh eved la'avadim. He shouldn't be a slave to slaves. That was the concept of that peel, the external aspect of Egypt, that Egypt was the house of slavery. Everyone who was there was a slave to a slave. We're going to have to see if he expands on this point, but really, this point is simply understood by the fact that Mitzrayim was the son of Ham, and Ham was cursed to be a slave. So if Mitzrayim is the son of Ham, Mitzrayim is also a slave. So everyone who he enslaves is a slave to a slave. But if you want to look at it spiritually, the Egyptians spent their life running after promiscuity, running after desire. So they were all enslaved. They lived their lives focused on how could I get the next high. So if that's how they're living their lives, they're enslaved, and someone who's enslaved to them is enslaved to a slave. And Hashem took us out of there, and Mitzrayim is referred to as the hot iron cast. The kur is the place where you purify metal. That is the hot oven that was the enslavement in Egypt, the house of slaves. And like the pasuk says, ki avadayhem asher hoceti otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says they're my slaves, they can't be sold as slaves. Hashem says they're my slaves, I took them out of Mitzrayim. Hashem is saying when they were taken out of Mitzrayim, nitan Yisrael hakoach shel avadayin. Then Hashem implanted within us this strength of avadai, they're my slaves. They cannot be sold as slaves. Doesn't only mean on the simple level to someone else, but leta'avot, to be enslaved to their desire. Bezrat Hashem over here, we'll pick up tomorrow.